The Gemara talks about Purim Shachol B'Shabbos, when Purim falls out on Shabbos. So based on our calendar we have today, Purim can only fall out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, on those who observe Purim on the 15th day of Adar. Chutz La'aretz who observe it on the 14th in many parts of Eretz Yisrael, Purim can never fall out on Shabbos. So it's not unusual for, let's say, Purim to fall out on Friday, Shushan Purim to fall out on Friday in Yerushalayim, because it's not unusual for Purim to fall out on Thursday in Chutz La'aretz. But this year is unusual in terms of the calendar and unusual in terms of the different halachas concerning the Purim Suda and other issues when it falls out on Friday. But this year Purim falls out on Friday in Chutz La'aretz and Shabbos in Yerushalayim. So when Purim falls out on Shabbos, so the Gemara tells us explicitly, there is no Mikra Megillah. Different reasons given, either because of Zera the Rava, we're afraid you're going to carry, a B'nai Machavero reason, Inayim Shalaniyim, that the poor people are waiting for Megillah all year round. If you have it on Shabbos, you can't give the money, which implies that Matanas Rav Yonim are on whenever you read the Megillah, which would imply that, which is the halacha, that we read the Megillah. So when do we read the Megillah? We can't read it on Sunday, because the Mishnah says Megillah Nikras B'Yidalef Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yidalef Tesvav, and we can't read it past Tesvav. And if you wait it on Sunday, it will be Tezayin. So there's no option. It can't be on Shabbos. It can't be on Sunday. So we move it up to Friday. So that's when we do Kriyas HaMegillah on Friday together with Matanos Rav Yonim. This is a discussion about whether Shalach, I think the Chazon Ish says Shalach when it goes with Megillah, but most assume, like the Truma Sadeshin, that it's a din in the Suda, and either some, it's a Shai when you have the Suda, so some are makbid to have it on Shabbos and Sunday, some say you can't have it on Shabbos, do you show me? Either way, it's a whole debate, but I guess the practical is, for most, Megillah and Matanos Rav Yonim on Friday, Shabbos is our Nisim, and I guess by Yovel HaMoed, Kriyas HaTorah, and Sunday is Suda and Shalach Manas. The question is, everyone's reading on Friday. So so this year, all of Chai Yisrael are reading on the 14th. So there's an interesting discussion in the Poskim. In general, the Gemara tells us in Megillah, that on Hey Amid Aleph, a debate in the Talmud whether you need 10 for Kriyas HaMegillah. In general, there's a machlokas whether you need 10 when you're reading Bizmano on its appropriate day. We paskin you do not, but it's a machlokas. However, we paskin if the Megillah Shalom Bizmano, you need 10. How could you have a case of Megillah Shalom Bizmano? So Rashi quotes the first Mishnah in Megillah about it was a special dispensation for the villagers who, whatever the case was, they didn't have a Baal Korah, they didn't have a minion. They had to come in and read in the big cities. So that's a special. And as the Gemara as Chazal tell us, this din is batul bizman hazeh. In fact, it seems to be batul before the zman amoran, which leads to the question then: to what's this machlokas, Ravasi? In the Gemara in Megillah, whether you need Asara Shalom Bizmana. How could you ever have a case of Asara Shalom Bizmana? So, the different Rishonim, right? You know what Shalom Bizmana is? Bizmana Azeh, the Rishonim, I think it's the Ran, the Ritva, Rashba. When Purim falls out on. So, if you're supposed to read on Yudal, if Yudal falls out on Shabbos, which it can't, the way our calendar says you read it on your Gemo, but when this year, when Tesra falls out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, you read it on your Dalet, that is the case of Megillah Shalom Bizmana. So clearly, according to many Rishonim, you can't have a din of that on the 14th, Yishavu bizmana. That's the way many poskim paskin that bizman hazeh, that when people read in Yerushalayim, I mean, today, this year will be make a difference because it's COVID-19, but generally speaking, I mean, I guess it does make a difference for many women, other people who don't go to shul, but the bottom line is, if you can, according to many Rishonim and the Mishnah Berurah, when they read on Yerushalayim on the 14th each year, it's considered Shalom Bizmana. So if you're going to read the Megillah without 10, you would not make a bracha. And the Chazon Ish disagrees and says, Ein lecha zmana gedola mizu. Like, what are you talking about? The whole is a rarity. Wow. Achdus. The whole Klai Yisrael is reading Megillah on the same day. That never happens. Yerushalayim is on the 15th. The rest of Klai Yisrael on the 14th. How could you tell me it's not bizmana? Therefore, the Chazon Ish disagrees and says this is the best case of Megillah bizmana. And he has a raya from a diuk in the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah that Kodem Yudalid, that's considered, in I think it's Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, perhaps, that reading Kodem the 14th, that's Shalom Bizmana. Implying on the 14th is never Bizmana, is never Shalom Bizmana. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam, a Diak in the Rambam, versus the Ritva, the Rush, the Ran, and you have the Chazon Ish going with the Rambam, and you have many poskim going with the other Rishonim. So therefore, it's a Shaila in Yerushalayim. So what would one do then? This year, well, this year again, we'll maybe find more leniency because of COVID-19. And it's more of a Shas Hadchak, Shas Hadchak Kediyevid Dami. But number one, so for sure, if you would say you could read it without Asara in a regular year, then you certainly could use it this year. But let's assume, generally speaking, how do you view reading on the 14th in Yerushalayim? Is that Bizmana, Shalom Bizmana? So, Rav Usher Weiss, he wants the paskin that he thinks, number one, for sure this year, because of COVID-19, there are people who are gonna go to shul anyway, because they're yearning for Kriyas HaMegillah, and even if they might have COVID, maybe they'll have some symptoms, maybe they won't wait the quarantine. The concern is that people are going to endanger others, so therefore if you tell them they could be Yotze Megillah without Asara, so that's our suffix Sakana, you have what to rely on. Obviously the Shitas who would say it's Bizmana, but it's usually a Machlokes HaPoskim, so perhaps generally we'd go suffix Brachos LaHakel. But in the case of here, there's you could rely on the Shas Hadchak Shita, and he'd tell everyone, make sure stay home and hear the Megillah, do not come to shul. So Rav Usher Weiss paskins this year that you could, on a Purim Meshuas, you could make a bracha. But he wants to take it a step further, Rav Usher Weiss, and says, even perhaps other years, even without COVID-19, perhaps one can rely on a bracha. And he says, because Safek Brachos Lahakel, but if you have a Svek Sveka, then you could be lenient to make a bracha, perhaps. And certainly, he says, if you have three Svekas, a Svek, Svek, Svek Sveka, to whatever is three doubts. So number one is the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rashba, Ritva, the Mishnah Berurah, Chazon Ish, whether it's labeled Bizmana. So what Machlokes is, maybe it's considered Bizmana, you don't need Asara. Secondly, even though the Gemara says that if it's not Bizmana, you need Asara, but the Ritva claims that's only a din lechatchila, not a din b'diyeva. B'diyeva, you can read without Asara, it's just not lechatchila. So even if you assume it's not Asara, but b'diyeva, maybe you don't need Asara. And then he quotes the other Rishonim, and then maybe another Ritva, that when do we say you need Asara? That's if no one's, if there's no minyan in town, and shelo bizmana, so then you don't need, so then you need asara. But if he has a minyan in town, he says, then even those who read Yechidim later, they can even read with the bracha. Why? Based on a rugged shavagon. The rugged shavagon says this, two dinim to Mikra Megillah. There's the mitzvah of Kriyasa Megillah, and there's a mitzvah for Tzume Nisa. Kind of like we have a similar issue by near Hanukkah. In other words, it's a machlokes rishonim. Let's say Bizman HaGemara, and it was Pias Tichla Rego Min Hashof. So, what do you do? So, some shitas would say, so, some would say that's it, you lost it. Others say that you can make a bracha, even though there's no persume nisa. I have, because they must told that there's the maisa hadwaka, uchud, and persume nisa uchud. Another sheet is all you can't separate. So the Rav Shava says it by Megillah. So therefore, at least you can make out the yochid is a din of Megillah reading, and out the tzibor, out the tzara, it's a din of persume nisa. So therefore, he would say that, therefore, generally speaking, he says, so that's so the din of persume nisa, once it happens in the town, so I guess it spreads throughout. So therefore, the bottom line is, Rav Usher Weiss's makeof, certainly this year, one should stay home and hear the Megillah, don't go to shul, any type of suffix corona. And even if not, you can rely on it on a regular year. What about